And welcome into the Thursday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. It is finally NFL Draft Day here in Music City, here in the world of sports. Yeah, it feels good for Draft Day to finally be upon us. Mark Howard will join us at 7 o'clock looking ahead to the Tennessee Titans. What are they going to do at 22? What are some options that are on the table for the Titans tonight going into this draft? We'll get to that coming up with Mark Howard at 7 o'clock. Predators assistant coach Todd Richards joining us at 7:30. Hal Gill at 9:30. And taking your thoughts all show long on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe Rex Road, how are we doing? Happy NFL Draft Day.
Yeah, happy NFL Draft Day. Huge, huge day. I do not have to watch my 10-year-old daughter try to get my teenage sons going to school on FaceTime while doing the show.
Three straight days of that. Has returned to normalcy.
Katie Rexroad is back.
There we go.
She's back in town.
Although, I will say, daughter did a great job.
She did. Actually, Katie was like, she might actually, maybe we should just stick
too good
with this
job.
System. You might want to stick with this system, yes. But that's nice, and also it's nice to be done with mock drafts, but we are going to have the ultimate one later
there
in the
are.
Show, though.
8 o'clock coming
this
up.
This one will be the best.
Joe and I are picking the entire first round of the NFL draft, so you are not going to want to miss that. Make sure you're tuning in at 8 o'clock for our mock draft of the first round, which I'm sure will be 100% accurate as we move into tonight. So that's what we're shooting for, 100% accuracy.
Like, in all seriousness, what would be a good number out of 32? What would be it? When we're done with this, like tomorrow morning.
16?
Yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah, so I mean, was thinking like 20. If we could hit 20 out of 32, that'd be pretty strong.
That'd be
ridiculous?
That would be ridiculously strong.
That'd be pretty great.
Yeah. That's not crazy. Is that crazy? Think you could get 20 out of 32?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we know two.
I know, but all it takes is one trade.
We kind of know three.
Gets screwed up.
Yeah. No, I mean, for sure. There's some stuff there's always unpredictable stuff, but yeah, okay.
I mean, who knows?
All right, fine. If we get 50%, then we'll be happy.
Okay. We'll be very happy.
All right.
What about 10 or 12?
The Packers could take quarterback again, throw everything off.
That'd be awesome.
No, it would not be awesome at all.
it's like Christmas morning. So many amazing things could happen.
Right. So let's quickly go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Our buddy Rick texting in. There goes Lazy Joe and Jinx Robbie. Does last night's game prove that the Predators can't hang with the top teams in the league? No mention of Nashville dominating them the night before, saying the Predators were dominated when they were winning 4-3 with 10 minutes left in the game. I guess it's all perspective when you have a sad, negative life. I guess you always look at the negative side of things. If I had to get up with the Roosters every day, I might be overly negative too.
Damn.
Rick's going off the top rope.
That's four separate texts, by the way.
That is four separate
texts. I don't even know what to do with that.
I mean, my first response would be maybe, you know, watch the game.
Yes. Apart from calling me lazy and saying we have sad, negative lives, I just want you to watch hockey.
That's all I care about.
You
watch
can,
the game.
You know, call me lazy. Say we're pathetic. That's fine.
I've
watch
gone from,
the hockey.
Gone from Robbie Fanley to Jinx Robbie. I like Robbie Fanley better.
I like Robbie Fanley better than Lazy Joe. But, you know, we all have our stuff. Yeah, Rick, but in all seriousness, like, they did not dominate the game that they won. They won 4-1, but if you watch that game, they did not dominate that game. Hey,
no.
It was a great win.
Yeah.
Great win. UC Soros dominated that game.
But again, maybe try watching the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, they were not up 4-3 with 10 minutes left in the game either.
Yeah, it was like really early in the third they scored, right?
So,
yeah.
Again, watching the game probably helpful.
Accuracy, Rick. I just want you to be accurate.
There we go.
Lazy Joe isn't quite there. Couch potato Joe might be a little more. I'll try to think of some better words. You're close.
You're close.
You're in the neighborhood.
We appreciate your participation on our text line.
Why is Rick so mad at us? Why is we wait every day we come in here and there's like some nasty Rick message done.
It's okay. It'll be all right. Look, I'm just glad he can get it all out of his system on our text line.
Meanwhile, Heidi from Dixon says we're getting cookies.
Hey, I'm cool with that.
I'm more,
way to go, Heidi.
You know, I'm into that.
So what do you think the Titans are going to do tonight? They got the number 22 overall pick. What's going to happen tonight with the Titans? Are they going edge rusher? Are they going corner? wide receiver. Elijah Moore probably still on the board at that point. What do we think happens tonight with the Tennessee Titans? It's going to be very interesting to see. We've gone through, I believe, almost every conceivable scenario at this point. It all boils down to, though, what are John Robinson and Mike Vrabel and his staff thinking when it comes to the number 22 overall pick tonight? And if you had to put a percentage on it right now, what do you think the percentage is that they trade out of 22, either up or down?
Well, I think the percentage that they trade up, I'd put about 2% on that.
I would agree.
Trade down, I'd put about 31% on that.
I like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, again, as always, we've been saying over and over again, someone needs to want to get in there. I think if someone does, I think there's a good chance. I just don't know if someone will. So I'm going 66.66666% that they're picking where they are. 33.3333% that they aren't. But I will say too, Robbie, that now that we're here on this day, you know, we've been guessing and mock drafting and all that stuff. I really hope they trade up. This is where you get selfish, okay? This is where you get selfish. Like, tomorrow's going to come fast. Got a lot of stuff to write tonight. So please trade up. Trade up to, like, 4 and get Kyle Pitts.
It'd be amazing.
We can get the press conference over at, like, 9 o'clock. Get to bed. Absolutely. If they trade down, like they trade down to, like, 32, I'm going to break something. So please think of the media, yes. John Robinson, please.
Or think specifically of this radio show.
Yeah, exactly. Especially media who do early morning radio shows. You know, I think it's more likely that they stick where they are. But I think that John Robinson, if he gets a good opportunity, like you said the other day, you don't trade back just to trade back. There may be a guy that they absolutely love, and if you go by the popular sentiment out there, it would be Elijah Moore. I still feel like Elijah Moore at 22 is a bit of a reach, but if that's your guy, it's your guy.
Yeah. And look, apparently people love Elijah Moore. At least that's what the noise is in this pre-draft process here. So I'm very fascinated to see what ends up happening with him. Ryan Porth, have you already ordered your Tennessee Titans Azeez Ojulari jersey at this point, or is that still on standby?
No, it's been ordered.
Okay.
Since they're changing all the number rules, it's number 13.
Okay.
So the number 13 Ojulari jersey is on its way.
Breaking that Kendall Wright jersey out of retirement.
How dare Ojulari. He take Kendall Wright or Cam Batson's number?
Why 13?
Because that's where he were at Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense then. Hey, now a non-lazy person would have known that.
That's true.
Yeah, come on, couch potato.
Come on. Get with it, Joe. Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Wayne from Spring Hill texting in. Does accuracy count players and teams or just players when we're talking about our percentage that we're hitting in the draft?
Oh, in other words, if a player goes at that spot but it's a different team?
Right.
That's a good question.
I would say the player and the team.
Yeah.
That is what you have to hit to make it 100% correct.
Okay.
Okay, so let's say, we have a team picking somebody and they get them at a different spot. We get that. We get that credit because we are predicting that team to take that player.
I would say that is more accurate than saying Justin Fields is going to go number 4 to Atlanta and then somebody else trades up to get Justin Fields at number 4.
Okay.
I'd agree.
So there you go. Good question, good clarification. It'll be team and player.
We expect someone to chart this. Ben, on the text line, we're looking at you. You've got to chart this. So be ready for it.
I'll chart it.
He'll chart it. He does.
That's my job.
We need more people. Ben can chart it. Ben was charting every take that Joe had and Jared had.
This is true.
He can do it.
How's that going, by the way? I mean, it's got to be ugly for Jared by now.
No, Jared's probably winning.
Oh, boy.
Based on what?
Did you hear that?
Based on you trying to troll me in the morning?
Perhaps.
I had somebody reach out to me yesterday on Twitter and basically has developed a Skiatika shirt that they put together. Now, it's Photoshopped, but the Skiatika shirt that has been put together here, pretty awesome. You got a pair of skis to begin the word, a glass of cold iced tea in the middle of it, Skiatika. a lot of awareness for sciatica the last couple of days here on the show.
Yeah, it's a thing. With all this, it may have been an embarrassing moment, but maybe this will raise sciatica awareness.
Maybe so. I hope so. Hope we can do some good here on the program.
That's pretty good. Skis and an iced tea.
Hey, it's taking the world by storm here. A lot of people really loved that clip the other day of you pronouncing Sciatica.
I mean, we could both end up with T-shirts out of this.
We could. Radio shows in Virginia were talking about Sciatica yesterday.
Yeah, you got to tell me about that now. What? Where in Virginia?
Believe it's Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Where this radio show resides.
So yeah. My mom actually could hear it potentially.
Probably.
Just imagine if my mom was just like randomly, you know, listening to sports talk radio where she lives and heard them making fun of her
of
son.
You.
Yes, of her.
Can
baby,
you believe this guy, Joe Rexrode?
Yeah. Joe Rexrode.
Listen to this moron from Tennessee, huh?
Joe Rexrod. Who does he think he is?
Oh man.
So they asked for the they asked for like the audio of that?
No, they took the audio from Twitter.
Yeah.
From the video. I got a text from a host yesterday at this station saying,
Sciatica.
Thank you for the content for today's show.
Did you tell them that I'm a Virginian by
I did.
By living there twice in my life?
He didn't know what he didn't recognize the high school that you told me to tell him about.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's big state.
It's like an hour from him.
It's big state?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hour and a half maybe?
You know every high school in, like, Shelbyville, Tennessee?
Is there more than one?
I don't know. I don't know.
I have a lot of ancestors buried in Shelbyville, Tennessee.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay. All
right. I've been
wow,
through that.
That just took a turn.
It did.
Well, I mean, I went. My dad used to do the what do you call that stuff? You know, he was super into the, oh, my, come on.
I don't know what you're talking
genealogy
about.
Genealogy stuff.
Okay,
like, right. He used to do these massive reports, and he would go to grave sites and like take pictures of graves.
Okay.
I walked through it with him, and a lot of ancestors there. Right. There you go. Shelbyville.
Well, the more you know.
So someone tell me, is it more than Shelbyville High?
I don't know that there's more than Shelbyville High.
Like all,
I
all
was
the
just
different,
looking for something like an hour away.
I can tell you that in Prince George County, Virginia, there is one high school.
There
it's
you go.
Prince George County High School.
There you go.
The Royals, baby.
Make sure you don't miss Nashville's best NFL draft coverage tonight and tomorrow on 102.5 The Game, presented by Founders Brewing, Apple Collision Centers, Freedom Tire Guys, Nashville's premier mobile tire company, and mtgrt.com, your live and local mortgage expert. Be sure to join us on site as 102.5 The Game will be broadcasting live beginning at 6 p.m. tonight from 3rd and Home, Germantown's Bar with a Ballpark, and tomorrow from Boom Boss, Crab Pizza, and Tap House in East Nashville. We're going to have a lot of great coverage on the NFL Draft for you starting tonight at 6 p.m. Mark Howard will be a part of that. He joins us here on the show at 7 o'clock. TD, Teron Davenport as well. Our Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders and Jared Stillman. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of great football talk for you tonight starting at 6 o'clock for the NFL Draft.
Also, at 3rd and Home in Germantown this evening, you can come out before 8 p.m. and register to win Predators Stars tickets for Saturday night.
It's a big one.
So big, big game. You can come out. You have to be in person to register to win those tickets. Also, the Derrick Henry 2,000-yard commemorative football.
Which is awesome, by the way.
It's legit.
Very cool.
You can come out and register to win that as well. So some cool stuff going on. Third Home has some of their Sunday football drink specials going on.
Yep.
So there's a lot to do tonight at Third and Home.
Lots to do at Third and Home. If you haven't checked that place out yet, it's awesome. So make sure you come out tonight for the NFL draft. And going to be really fascinating to see what the Titans do. We'll have that covered for you all night long here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the NFL draft, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Also introduce our poll question of the day as well. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Make sure you're tuning in later on in the show as we reveal a key word for you to text into the game line for your chance to win the T-Mobile Hockey Homegate Giveaway, a Dos Equis prize pack including a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. We'll have that opportunity coming up for you a little bit later here in the show. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube and on Twitch as well. It is NFL Draft Day. And with that in mind, let's introduce our poll question of the day at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. And today's question is this. Titans fans, which of these positions of need could you live without being addressed in the first two rounds of the NFL Draft? So live without being addressed in the first two rounds of the NFL draft? Would it be cornerback? Would it be pass rush? Or would it be wide receiver? So far, very early in the voting process, 48% say wide receiver, 38% say pass rush, only 14% going with cornerback at this point.
People want the corner.
Yeah, they do.
Want a corner.
Which is interesting because in the poll question the other day, the people want Elijah Moore.
That is interesting. Different voters?
Yeah, maybe so.
People changing their minds?
It's very early in the process here.
Well, listen, Titans fans, you're going to have to live with at least two of those. You may not get any of those. You may get Tevin Jenkins, Oklahoma State offensive tackle.
Yes.
Come on. Get excited.
What do you think the reaction is going to be if they take an offensive tackle 22 tonight? That'll be fun.
Yeah, it would not be joyous. I would not think. But their right tackle situation.
I need to have one at some point. It's
Kendall Lamb and Tyson Brailo are competing. You know, Dennis Kelly's gone, so it is a need after all that has happened in the last year.
Yes. Yes, it is.
By the way, so real quick, so is it Gigi Bowser? Is that what's his? Have you seen the Gigi or heard the Gigi?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
hear
the whole thing.
Yeah.
I got to have to dive in and listen to the. Is it just one track, or is it like a?
I've heard one
EP
of the Isaiah Wilson rapping career.
And what is his? What's his name? Gigi Bowser.
Gigi Bowser, right? I think. Yeah.
What I heard was really an assault on the ears.
it was not good. But let's just say there was a lot of auto tune involved.
Is that the? That's called auto tune. I didn't even know that.
A lot of auto tune involved. It was something.
I don't know why I feel like ripping on my. Children today so much, but like, you know, my 13, like Brennan, he loves all the new rap, and like all the songs have that, like, it's like the fake voice thing that's called auto tune.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like, this is, come on, man.
It's not good.
But his stuff is Wu-Tang Clan to this. Okay.
Yes.
Again, I hold Wu-Tang Clan.
Right. In high regard.
Yeah, high regard. And this was sort of like he was just sort of whispering, right?
Yeah.
Like he was not quite sure if he should be doing this.
Yeah.
Just like he wasn't quite sure whether or not he should be playing NFL football.
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah. So, Gigi Bowser.
Shout out.
Shout out to Gigi Bowser. I will check that out later, like in a few years maybe or so.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben text in. What's up with the mocks on NFL Network that have the Titans taking a tackle or a linebacker at 22? What are they thinking?
So when I can't keep up with all the mocks.
There's a lot of mocks.
I've seen some tackles. Linebacker, I'm assuming that would be like Zaven Collins.
That's, yeah.
Hey, Brugler had like one of his earliest mocks had the Titans taking Zaven Collins.
Yeah.
So I will say, so among the things that I got to do with The Athletic is putting together a big board to get ready for tomorrow. Which is basically like, here are some players the Titans, you know, could be looking at on Saturday.
Yep.
Right? And I put Zaven Collins on there. Now, again, that's different than first round. And the thing is, Zaven Collins, again, mock draft land, you always got to keep in mind, you know, it's based on information, sure, but also can be based on misinformation. And it's never exactly right. But he seems to be dropping. So, I mean, Zaven, like the idea of getting a linebacker at some point to me is not crazy.
No.
And if you loved Zaven Collins, now he's sold as a guy who he's so athletic, so versatile, was, you know, I mean, he did everything for Tulsa. I know it's Tulsa, but he did everything. He was like an All-America player. He's a guy who maybe could even provide some pass rush. Now, that also reminds me of what we heard about Rashawn Evans 3 years ago. That hadn't really come true. Although they had to use him in that role last year.
My advice would be, please don't trade up to get Zaven Collins if you're the Titans. Please don't do that.
What if they trade up, like just sell the farm to get like Penei Sewell?
Really?
Or even Vera Tucker from USC.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should
come up with scenario like the most angering of Titans fans possible tonight. What could that be? Like trading up to get Trey Lance or something?
Yeah.
Packers-like move?
I know of some Titans fans on the text line that would be a fan of going up and getting a quarterback.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Ben's one of them.
I mean, there are some Tannehill haters on the text line.
Oh, yeah.
And on Twitter.
Yeah. I get that. I mean, I think they're wrong. But, I mean, unless your quarterback is absolutely top handful in the league, like, there's some fans that are always going to be unhappy with the quarterback.
Sure.
But, man, that is not your problem.
It's not your
problem. That is not your problem. You should feel great that your team has the quarterback they have.
So
for the price they have him at.
So going back to this question, which position could you live without if you're the Titans in the first couple of rounds? Corner, pass rush, wide receiver. I mean, we feel like you're going to need to address all three of those maybe multiple times throughout this draft. Which position can you live without the longest? Like the more I do these mock drafts and I realize, you know, Elijah Moore could be there, and if you're the Titans and you love him, that's the way you could go, but I still think you could find some pretty good wide receivers later on this draft. Like, if I had to answer this question, I think I'd go receiver as the position I could live without in the first two rounds.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, you look at, and again, like doing this big board I'm talking about, you look at everybody and it's like, man, we've talked about Amari Rodgers yesterday. That would be more on the smaller side of things, but there are plenty of slot guys that you could get later. I mean, I do like Nico Collins.
Yep.
You know, I really think Nico Collins, if the guy averaged 19 a catch for a so-so offense. Harbaugh's had all kinds of trouble putting together an offense in a quarterback situation. They opted out last year. He 6'4", he runs well. Like, honestly, I could see Nico Collins being a better pro than Rashad Bateman. We've talked about Josh Palmer. Man, there's a lot of depth. I mean, Tylan Wallace from Oklahoma State, there are a lot of good players at that position. How much of a gap is there between, you know, like the top of the second tier and I think there's like 15 guys or so, maybe 10, 12, that aren't that far apart from each other. So that seems like a position that you could be fine going later. But again, if you think that like Elijah Moore is just the guy for your offense and he's going to make all the difference, then you do it.
Let's go to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joe from Maryland texting in, Rashad Bateman or Elijah Moore? Which way are we going?
I would pick Elijah Moore.
I would too.
I feel like I'm a little bit of a Rashad Bateman hater at this point, but I want twitchiness and explosiveness and speed and certainly size and a good technician. People who can play the position well sometimes get overlooked. Rashad Bateman plays it really well. He's a good route runner. He's a good player. I think he's going to be a good player in the NFL. I just, like, to me, Elijah Moore brings a little bit more big play to your offense. And I just think, if they can, that's the thing they really haven't had is just the straight-up speed player, you know, on this offense. And Elijah Moore and Rondell Moore, both, and Tutu Atwell, all three. They're all slot guys. They're all small guys. They're all really fast guys.
Some smaller than others.
Right. I mean, 149 is – I can't wait to see where he goes.
Yeah, I can't either.
But the Moores especially, if they got one of the Moores – I would like that a lot for their offense.
Rashad Bateman doesn't truly like excite me. Like if they pick him at 22 or even trade down later in the first round and pick Bateman, I would be fine with that, but that wouldn't get me like overly excited.
Bateman feels like a guy who, and look, I'm not, you know, some NFL draft expert, but he feels like a guy that's going to be a good player at the NFL level. He's not ever going to be probably worth a first round pick, in my opinion.
It
kind of feels like that guy.
Well, I mean, I think he can be like a Corey Davis-like player. You know? Something like that, which is fine.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. Like, again, I am the more I think about Nico Collins, the more I'm enamored with him, because if you can get him as low as it looks like you might be able to, he wasn't featured. He was around a lot more talent than Bateman. Bateman was the guy in Minnesota. You know, P.J. Fleck building that program. Bateman, terrific player. I mean, he really is a very good player. And you don't want to sell short being a great route runner, because that gives you space that you know, just as well as speed gives you space, right? But, yeah, I would agree. He's not exciting.
Right. I mean, the thing that stands out about, you know, Brugler talked about this. I mean, Kuiper's talked about it as well in his pre-draft kind of process. Not much explosion, and, you know, the release needs to be worked on. You got to find a way to get off the line. Like, if they're just going to press you up the whole time in this league, you got to find a way to get off the line of scrimmage. Especially, like, in this offense. Like, you've got to win your one-on-one matchups. Now, maybe he gets that. It's not like you come in the league and that's just what you are and you're never going to be able to win any battles in press coverage. And you can improve in that area, but that would be a concern to me about Bateman. That's why, I mean, I would give the edge to Moore.
Yeah, and, you know, when it comes to the Moores, I've been a big proponent of Rondale.
You have.
I do think that there's a little more certainty with Elijah based on what he's done. He's done more. He's been used in more ways than Rondale Moore has been used. Doesn't mean Rondale Moore can't do all that stuff. But Elijah Moore has done it, and he's, you know, Tennessee's had an all right history here recently with Ole Miss guys too. And obviously he and A.J. Brown, he's a freshman and Brown's a junior, so that's another reason. I mean, hope, you know, if they liked each other.
Yeah,
there's,
hopefully so.
Yeah.
We'll continue this discussion when we come back, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Which position could you live without being addressed in the first two rounds of the draft? Cornerback, pass rush, or wide receiver? We'll talk about it next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You're going to need to expect more of this rookie class sooner.
I think as soon as those guys can contribute, the sooner the better. And we've had guys that, you know, maybe it's been injuries, been some dings, some bumps and bruises, and some a little bit more serious, like Jeffrey's situation where he was coming off that knee. It took him a little while to get going. But them acclimate, the quicker they can acclimate themselves to our program and the pro game, the better. And yeah, we want all of these guys, you know, whether it's the first rounder, the, you know, wherever they're drafted, the quicker they can contribute and help the football team, the better.
That was Titans general manager John Robinson earlier this week discussing the importance of this draft class coming in and contributing very quickly. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road. Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be joined by Mark Howard coming up at 7 o'clock, looking ahead to the draft for the Titans. So looking forward to that conversation coming up with him. Right now, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Which position of need could you live without being addressed in the first two rounds of the NFL draft? Would it be corner? Would it be at pass rush? Or would it be wide receiver? That is our poll question of the day at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. Right now, very early in the voting process, 45% say wide receiver, 41% say pass rush, 14% going with cornerback.
Get a corner.
They like the cornerback.
Move up to get a corner. Get J.C. Horn.
Yeah, buddy. Come on.
Get it done at 7:30. Hey, text line, Ron. Oh, wait, this is – oh, yeah, here we go, Ron. Ron keeps texting, so I've got two here. But good morning, guys. I was going to ask you if you think there's a guy in the draft that is a must-have and we should move up and get no matter what.
I mean, in all seriousness, if the Titans are trading up, like the one guy I keep coming back to that I think, okay, that's probably the one guy the Titans could consider trading up for, like J.C. Horn, if you just love J.C. Horn and you think that he is absolutely the answer at corner, then maybe you try to trade up to grab him. But I still find that to be unlikely. Like, I don't think there is a very likely scenario that they're trading up.
No, and I don't think they should. Now, if J.C. Horn unexpectedly falls from where most people think he's going to go, like, they can't even trade up to where he's supposed to go. I mean, some people have him going top 10. You're giving up too much to move up for one player when you have so many needs.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, Kinston, but they have so many needs. You know, again, it doesn't mean that they have to have stars immediately as rookies, but they have a lot of positions, a lot of depth, a lot of different guys that they need out of this draft who are going to come in and make a difference. And so to me, trading back would be better. Getting more picks would be better. John Robinson has done a lot more trading up than trading back so far in his tenure. You know, his counterpart, Chris Ballard, is a huge trader backer.
Yeah.
And by the way, might be looking to do that again if Charles Robinson is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And get out of there and let the Saints come up and get Caleb Farley or whoever. But I think if a guy like Waddle or Smith got close.
Define close.
Well, I'm talking like if they dropped into the high teens and it's like, man, think of what like Jalen Waddle could do as a return guy and as a receiver. Okay, then to me,
might do it.
I might do it, but it's still like to me, like anything top 15, you're not moving that high, you know, because you got to give up too much.
What all do you think they'd have to give up? Do you think they'd have to give up next year's first to go up that high?
That would be my guess.
Yeah,
that would be my guess. Whereas, you know, if you move up three spots. You know, you might be trading away your second or whatever. You know, maybe even like a third and a fifth. I mean, like there's different ways you can do it. But yeah, I think if you're moving 10 plus spots,
it's a lot. Getting up,
I think probably. And you know, a lot of GMs I think are, even though like John Robinson said on the show the other day, right? He said, you know, this would maybe be 65-70 in terms of evaluation on 100 is a normal year. A lot of GMs are like, well, I want picks next year when we have everything. We have the total combine and we have our meta, right? So I think there is going to be, you guys have talked about it with hockey. Mm-hmm. I think there is going to be some real interest from people who are trading down to get 22 picks, 2022 picks.
Well, then I would wonder if there are really going to be that many trades. If a lot of GMs think that way, then I wonder if a lot of teams just stay where they are.
Well, they could, but it's also like all it takes is one player to start sliding, and those eyeballs get big.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, I really love this guy. Got to go get him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen a few times.
Right. Like, every GM, they have their boards, but they also have their, right, their, like, oh, best-case pet players that they really like. And that's what has happened with John Robinson with some of his moves up, especially, like, 3 years ago. Of course, he moved up twice to get Rashawn Evans and Harold Landry.
Yep.
See how that goes. All right.
Yeah, been okay. Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ty text in, I would say pass rush strictly because they went after that more than anything else in free agency. I think cornerback is the most important, but it would be fine with a wide receiver if the defensive back wasn't there. So Ty saying pass rush, probably the position in the first two rounds he's most comfortable living without.
How deep is this pass rush class?
Doesn't feel. I mean, like
I'm not. I'm not all that impressed with a lot of the prospects after the probably mid second round.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's obviously not. It's not elite at the top like it is some years, right? And whatever it is, I mean, those guys are gone real fast. Because what's the hardest thing to find in this league? I mean, it's a quarterback, and it's what everybody's trying to find. But how many really great pass rushers are there in the league?
Not many.
So it's interesting because, like, you look at some of the guys in the, like, second, third round range. Like, I think Rashad Weaver from Pittsburgh is an intriguing player. I think he would fit the Titans well. I've seen some people pick Patrick Jones to them, but Patrick Jones, you know, Pat Narduzzi is a guy who he's a 4-3 guy all the way. Patrick Jones is a straight-up 4-3 defensive end. Like, Rashad Weaver is more of a linebacker who I think would fit this defense. But like Deo Odingbo, like I like him. Torres Achilles, like there, all these guys. Joseph Asai is a guy I really like a lot. I think that he would be a high ceiling raw pick. But of these guys, who are you going to take and be like, yep, next year you're going out there and making a huge difference? I don't know that anybody on this list would be like that, including Ojulari. But you would certainly, you'd love to have a three who you can develop into a good player. I mean, I like him a lot. I mean, I think Jalen Phillips to me is a guy we might see go like 12 tonight, and we might not see go tonight. I mean, really. I'm sure he's going to go. But there are, I mean, when you have doctors who have told you like you need to retire.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be very much a red flag for teams. But there's a lot of guys like Gregory Rousseau.
Joe Tryon. Like, where does he go?
Yeah.
I've seen him all over the map.
I've seen him. Yeah, me too. I think he looks, most people think, like late first, early second. Yeah. You know, if the Titans love him, that would be maybe a bit of a reach per mock draft land. But you could justify that. I mean, Rousseau is a guy who opted out, but he had, 15 and a half sacks?
Yeah.
Last year, you know. Carlos Basham, I think, again, he's more of a 4-3 guy. I mean, there's a lot of good players in there. I think it would be great to – it seems like there's a little bit of a – once you get to about Rashad Weaver, about 12 guys in or so, maybe there's a little bit of a gap to the next tier. It'd be great if the Titans could get someone in that top dozen or so, which they mean they would have to address it in the top 100. Yeah. I think they will.
But I think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if somewhere in the top 100, edge rusher or D-line, maybe both, isn't addressed at some point along the line here. So I think that's going to happen. The question is it going to happen in the first round or the second round, or do you wait a little bit later as you go into the draft? Because remember, you do have to find a tight end at some point too along the way here as well. So it's going to be very interesting to see what sort of way John Robinson goes about handling that. When we come back, we've got some updated NFL draft betting props that have been thrown out there. Ryan Porth has them coming for you next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Streaming live on Periscope, YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. It is finally NFL draft day here, and with that comes some prop bets that stand out as well. Now, since November 1st last year, you can now in Tennessee take part in these prop bets as you look ahead to the NFL draft. There are multiple platforms that are available for your use. And now the latest updated prop bets have been kind of laid out there leading into the draft tonight, including some over-unders for some players and the positions that they're drafted. By the way, make sure you stay tuned coming up at 8 o'clock. Myself, and Joe will pick the entire first round coming up in this NFL draft. I'm sure it'll be very, very accurate. So you're going to make sure you want to stay tuned in for that.
We will get 50% or more.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Right.
So without further ado, Ryan Porth, you have kind of the latest updated NFL draft betting props leading into the draft tonight, including some very, very interesting ones around certain players heading into the draft tonight.
Yeah, so I spent way too much time last night going through a lot of the latest odds for over-unders for certain players and some positional props for certain teams. So I want to start with a player that everybody's talking about with the Titans, Elijah Moore.
Okay.
His current over-under on William Hill is 27.5.
27.5. If you listen to the mock draft experts, that's an easy under.
Yeah, I would think so. That's enticing.
A lot of mock drafts having him going to the Titans at 22. Mm-hmm. And I guess the security blanket there is the Ravens at 27, who could also pick Elijah Moore.
They could. Now, remember, the Ravens have also acquired another first-round pick. So they are picking at 27 and at 31 as well after that trade with Kansas City. So that's going to be interesting, too, to see now that you've got two picks in the first round, if you're Baltimore so close together, how does that influence what you do in terms of the positions that you draft at each spot?
Would they try to use them to move up to get one of the top guys?
Right? You could.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that's where your beloved Rondale Moore ends up going at 31.
Could be.
Yeah.
Shed a tear, Titans fans, if that's how it works out. Yes.
Another receiver that y'all have talked about this morning, Nico Collins.
Yep.
His over-under is 85.5.
Mm.
The Titans pick at 85 in the third round.
Yep.
That's very
interesting.
That is very interesting. That feels specific.
Vegas has pegged the Titans at 85 as a potential landing spot for Nico Collins.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
That's
a way to pay attention.
If I had
Vegas knows.
If I had to predict right now, I would say in the first two rounds, assuming the Titans don't trade, I would assume edge rusher and corner get addressed in the first two rounds. So then there you'd be at 85, staring down the barrel of a receiver. That's interesting.
Yeah, and he's right in that range. Again, it's like now, you know, you could go right in that range. Someone like Tutu Atwell.
Yeah, you could.
Now, another player that I would prefer the Titans to pick, Azeez Ojulari, 26.5.
Okay.
And more of the money is going to the over 26.5.
Really?
I bet you, because I bet you that's changed, right? I mean, apparently he's plummeting here because of this knee thing.
Yeah.
Do we really believe that knee thing?
Oh, I don't know, man.
I don't know. I mean, it's total fantasy, but
this time last week we were talking about mock drafts having Ojulari going number 11.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, it feels like an easy under, but to your point, I mean, there is some noise right now about his knee. Does that make him fall in this draft? To me, when you read that off, was it 26.5?
Mm-hmm.
First thing I thought was, oh, go under on that one.
I would think so, too. I would still think so.
Yeah.
I don't think that's just like pure fantasy, but sometimes stuff like that gets amplified a little bit, and then someone was always going to take him at 14. Yeah.
Here's one that I thought was a little low, or should I say high? Either way, Kwity Paye at 17.5.
17.5.
He's another guy that I have seen everywhere.
Yeah.
So let me just look at where. Let me look at where Dane. Okay. Brugler's got him going 11 to the Giants. I've seen that from other people too. 11 to the Giants.
That feels really high for him.
I know. But it's one of those guys who all it takes is one. But some people are just in love with him and think that, again.
I will say, there are some people that have him maybe being an option for the Titans. If Indy stays at 21, that might be a landing spot for Paye.
If he's still there, yeah.
Now, last week when we went through some of these betting props, Jalen Phillips was, I believe, 22.5.
Yep.
He's now 18.5.
Moving up.
Moving up the board. Vegas knows something.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Well, yeah. I mean, so I can't sit here and just totally pick off Dane's whole thing here, but he's got him going 21 to the Colts. So, but I feel like I would go under with him because I just think he's too talented and there's somebody who's going to be intrigued and be willing to take that risk. You know, again, the search for edge rushing in this league. Everybody needs it. Very few teams have enough of it. And he is, I think, in terms of talent, I think he might be the best of the bunch. So I'd go under with that.
Now, for the Titans' positional needs, or let's say the exact playing position that they pick with the first drafted player, those odds have not changed. So linebacker and defensive line are still both at plus 600.
Okay. Now, remember, when you hear linebacker, outside linebacker included in that discussion.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a big
don't think they're just going to go draft like, hey, that means they're getting Zaven Collins. Maybe. Not necessarily.
It is the position as listed on NFL.com.
Right.
That is what the apps are going with.
So it hasn't moved. Still at plus 600.
Hasn't moved. And the safety position is still plus 800.
That one I don't understand. I don't understand safety being at plus 800 for the Titans' first pick. They're not picking a safety.
I don't even no one picks a safety. What's the highest? I don't even know who the highest ranked safety in this draft is. Do you know off the top of your head?
It's Trevon Moehrig, the dude from TSU.
Yeah, Trevon Moehrig.
Okay, is he going to go in the first round?
I think team we talked about a minute ago that could be an option. Baltimore, they need a safety.
Yeah.
I think the over-under for safeties drafted in the first round is 0.5.
Yeah, I mean, it would be him.
So on the Beast, Burgo has Richie Grant from UCF and Moehrig from TCU as second-round grades.
Yeah.
And that's safety is a very undervalued position.
It is.
Right? mean, but, so, yeah, every once in a while you'll have an absolute stud, but that's, yeah, that's absolutely not a need and also not a position that even has first-round guys. So sometimes Vegas is not right.
That's true.
So here were a couple other specific players and their over-unders that stuck out to me last night. Greg Newsome, the corner out of Northwestern. We kind of feel like the Titans would be lucky to have him on the board at 22, right?
Yep.
His over-under is 25.5.
25.5.
I was very shocked to see it be that high.
I am too.
Yeah, he's got his detractors, Newsome. You know, relative to some of the other guys, he's going to be interesting. I got to think he'll go in the first round, but I think that, like, I could see the Titans looking at some of those other, it's not quite as deep, I guess, as receiver, but there's a lot of the second, third round guys that maybe they don't think are really that much different, if at all, from a Newsome in terms of overall quality.
Yeah. Eric Stokes? Could be there.
Four, Eric Stokes. 4-3-1 or whatever he ran. 4-3-5.
Stokes is over-under is 39.5.
39.5. Yeah.
And there's a lot of guys.
If it was in the 40s, I would have taken the under on Stokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, here's one for you, Rob.
Okay.
I put a healthy amount on the Packers drafting offense.
Okay.
With their first pick. And the offense is minus 145.
Minus 145.
So either O-line or wide receiver.
Yep. I'd say if I had to guess, they're going one of three ways with their first pick. Either O-line, because they just lost why am I blanking on his name right now? I'll think of it here in a second. But their center.
Lindsey?
Yeah, Lindsey. How could I forget that? And then you've got, obviously, wide receiver. Literally every single one of their receivers after this year, they don't have a contract. All of them. So you've got to think about that at some point. And then they do need a linebacker. So I would say that's about right. And what was it, minus 145?
Minus 145.
Okay.
Another with good value is the Giants taking a linebacker with their first pick at plus 500.
Yeah.
I mean, they could go with Micah Parsons at 11, right?
Yeah.
Could?
Absolutely could.
He'll be, yeah, he could be. Some people think he's the best defensive player, all-around defensive player. See, the interesting thing for the Titans on corner is, like, if they love Asante Samuel or somebody like that, or Elijah Molden, that's where, like, you've got to trade down.
Yeah.
Because, like,
get some more picks, trade down. They'll still be there.
But, like, it doesn't fit with 22.
Right.
But you're not getting them at 53. There's
right.
No way.
Exactly. So Brandon on Twitter says, plus 6,600 on the Titans taking a quarterback. Lance or Fields do an Aaron Rodgers type slot. Could get good value there, I guess.
Give it a shot, man. You never know.
Never know.
Crazier things have happened.
That is for sure. Those are some good odds thrown out there by Ryan Porth. Some interesting odds coming up tonight on the NFL draft. The Greg Newsome. I mean, up there at 25.5. That's very interesting to me.
Like, does Vegas know something we don't on Greg Newsom?
I don't think that's crazy.
I don't think that's crazy. I mean, I think he's going to go in the 20s somewhere. Like, I would not be surprised if the Titans took him if he's there at 22.
I mean, I've seen him a popular pick at like 17 and 18.
Yeah.
Or even 16 with Arizona.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Do I do this again? Okay, I'll do it again. I'm sorry, Dane. This is the last one, I swear. He's got him dropping to 26. He's got the Browns taking him at 26.
All right.
So, I think there's definitely some Newsome. Now, sometimes all that stuff, all that noise is coming from someone who's taking him at 17.
Exactly. See how that goes coming up tonight in the NFL draft. When we come back, we'll be joined by Mark Howard, looking ahead at the draft tonight for the Tennessee Titans. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.